First of all, what I will do is explain the three major differences between the Protestant religion and the Catholic religion. Okay? So let's look at Catholic first. In many ways, the Protestant religion is a response to the problems created by the Catholic religion. Okay? So there are three main characteristics about the Catholic religion. The first is the idea of orthodoxy or dogma. So there's a set of beliefs in the Catholic religion that you must memorize. You're not allowed to question it. You're not allowed to interpret it. You must memorize it. Okay? And what maintains the orthodoxy is the idea of hierarchy. So only priests and the ordained, those sanctioned by the Catholic Church, have access to the Bible. Only they can interpret the Bible properly. They are favored by God. The Pope is God's official representative on earth. Okay, so that's the idea of hierarchy. The last concept is the idea of justification by works. Okay? And the idea here is if you want to be saved, you have to engage in the proper rituals. You have to do what the church tells you. Your actions matter more than your beliefs. Okay? Now, as we discussed in previous classes, these three main concepts that underpin the Catholic Church, they will create problems. Okay? So justification by works, it creates a problem of hypocrisy. Right? And the idea here is it'd be nice if you believed in God. It'd be nice if you believed in what you were doing, but you don't have to. Okay? As long as you do what you're told, you can still go to heaven. Okay? It creates the idea of hypocrisy. And obviously, there are a lot of people who are opposed to this. Right? Hierarchy creates a problem of corruption. There's no real mechanism to prevent the priests from abusing their powers. And as we discussed last week, the priests do engage in a lot of corruption and abuses. Okay? And the problem of orthodoxy is it creates disconnection. Right? And the idea here is that ever since the dawn of human history, we humans are fundamentally religious. Our first and foremost need is to connect with God, to be with God, to work with God, and to access God. Okay? And because of these three problems, disconnection, corruption, hypocrisy, there's always been dissent, there's always been rebellion against the Catholic Church in Europe. Remember last week we discussed the Cathars, the Waldensians. Right? So this has been an ongoing issue in the Catholic Church. So the Protestant religion was developed in response to these problems. Okay? So let's look at the three major responses of the Protestant religion. Okay? The first response to orthodoxy is direct access. You don't need the priest to tell you what the Bible means. You can just read it by yourself. In fact, God wills that you talk to him directly by reading the Bible, okay? If that is the case, then the church must be fundamentally egalitarian. Because if everyone can access God, then everyone is equal in the eyes of God. But the fundamental demand now is justification by faith. You have to truly believe in God. You must develop your life around this faith in God, okay? So, on one hand, the Protestant religion is solving a lot of problems created by the church. But on the other hand, it's also creating a lot of problems as well, okay? So let's go very quickly over some of the major problems. If it's justification by faith, it creates a problem of anxiety. Why? Because how do you know you truly believe in God? Does that make sense? How do you really know you have faith? You have to constantly prove to yourself that you truly believe in God through actions, through works. Okay? You have to raise doubt in your mind. And this makes you anxious. It makes you antic. Okay? So that's one huge problem created by the Protestant religion. The second big problem is a problem of diversity. If everyone is equal, then everyone can start his or her own religion. And what we will see during the Protestant Reformation is an explosion of different religions with all different sets of beliefs. There's only one Catholic Church, but there's like tens of thousands of Protestant denominations. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay? All right. So then with direct access, you are forced to have literacy, okay? You are forced to educate yourself, all right? And this is a good thing, right? But it's also a problem because if you're poor, you may not have access to education, all right? So this is a problem for a lot of people. And that's why in the beginning of the development of Protestantism, most of the adherents to this new religion are actually the aspirational middle class. They're people of some means. There are people who want to aspire to more wealth. Okay? So this is the basic rundown of the differences between the Protestant religion and the Catholic religion. Alright? Alright. Are you clear about this? Are any questions so far? Is this clear to you? Okay. Alright. So now I'm going to go deeper, explain the problems that this new religion creates in the minds of the faithful, okay? The faithful. All right. Okay. So the problem that it within the Christian religion, as we discussed in previous classes, is the idea of the Holy Trinity. Okay, the Holy Trinity. The idea of the Holy Trinity is that Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit, these are different forces that are independent of each other, but they are equal to each other, and they're part of the same thing, okay? So for the human mind, the way that our human minds are designed, it's impossible for us to understand this concept of the Holy Trinity. It's like saying, like, this pen, it is here and not here. Your mind has to believe that this thing is here and not here. And your mind can't do that, okay? Your mind has to believe in one thing, and it cannot believe in contradictions. But this is inherently a contradiction. The only way that our mind can process this is by believing that this is a symbol, okay? The reason why is that this is something, the only way that we can understand the Holy Trinity is to believe that it is both nothing and everything. Okay? And that's what a symbol is. A symbol is nothing that represents everything, depending on how you perceive it. The problem with this is that it creates the problem of anxiety. Right? Anxiety. Why does it create anxiety? Because, again, our fundamental need is to connect with God. And the concept of the Holy Trinity means that we can never truly connect with God. It is a symbol. It is an abstraction removed from us. We can never be intimate with God. It's either away from us or through us. But we can never touch it. We can never feel it, okay? This creates anxiety. Before, this was not a problem because the church stood between you, the believer, and the Holy Trinity, okay? All you had to do was believe in the church, and you were fine. But then, what happens if you get rid of the church? Now you have to grasp with try to grasp what the Holy Trinity is. And again, remember, one of the main ideas of the Protestant religion is that you must struggle with your faith. You must recognize and fully realize your faith in God. Otherwise, you'll be condemned to hell. But as we already discussed, this Holy Trinity is impossible to understand. Okay? So this creates anxiety. Now, the thing about anxiety is it creates the problem of like OCD, okay? Obsessive compulsive behavior. Because anxiety comes about because of confusion, okay? What you want to do is remove this anxiety by ordering your physical world, right? People with obsessive compulsive behavior, what do? They like to clean houses. They like to buy things. They like to lose weight. They're trying to order. The word we use is rationalize. They're trying to rationalize the world around them in order to reduce your anxiety, okay? All right, does that make sense? All right, have you studied obsessive compulsive behavior? OCD, all right? It's caused by anxiety, and this anxiety forces you to try to rationalize the world, all right? Now, there's also a third problem in the Protestant religion, and it's the idea of double predestination. All right, okay, so this is a big concept, but it's very easy to understand. If you remove the church, because the church is too corrupt, the problem arises, like, how do you know if you're going to heaven or not? Who's going to decide? And so a theologian by the name of John Calvin, he proposed the idea of double predestination. And the idea here is this. God, at the beginning of time, has already decided. And this decision is final. You cannot persuade him that he is wrong, because he is perfect, eternal, and immutable. And only a few, the elect, will be saved. Only these people will be allowed to go to heaven. Everyone else will be condemned to hell. And who are the elect? The elect are those who truly believe that they have been saved. Only those who truly believe in God's mercy, in God's grace, will be saved. Okay? If you think about it, this creates even more anxiety. Because how do you know if you're one that's saved? You have to work hard now to solve this problem. Okay? So let's summarize. Because of the Protestant religion, you have three new problems created. The first is the individual believer cannot understand the Holy Trinity, but they must. That's what the religion demands. That's the first problem. Second problem is the anxiety causes OCD, which makes them want to rationalize the world. It makes them want to order the world according to their faith. Okay, that's the second issue. The third issue is the idea of double predestination, which says that if you do not truly believe in God, if you do not actually figure out the grace of God, then you'll be condemned to eternal damnation. Okay? So these are the three major problems created by the Protestant religion. And so over time, okay, and this is a process that will take decades, centuries, they figure out a solution. All right? They figure out a solution. And the solution is this. The solution is money. Sorry. Money. Okay? The solution is money. That's how you resolve these three paradoxes or three contradictions, three anxieties. All right. So, first of all, let me explain what money is. Okay? Money. All right. So, in the world, we are all different. We have different perspectives, okay? So each individual is unique. Each individual is different. Each individual sees the world differently. And this creates confusion. This creates problems, okay? I've asked you why you're in school. You might say, oh, I'm here to learn mathematics. I might ask someone else, like, oh, I want to go to America for college. Another person might be like, I want to learn, okay? Each person is different, okay? But what happens is this. If I introduce the concept of money, what it does is it standardizes, systemizes, clarifies, and simplifies everyone's understanding into one concept, into a coherent whole. Okay? So let me use an experiment to show you like why this is true. All right. So some experimenters, they gave everyone a wine test. They put three different bottles of wine in front of each person, asked each person to taste the wine, and then asked each person which wine is the best. And most people could not tell the difference. They were different. These are different bottles of wine, but they didn't know which one was better. Okay? Then what the experimenters did was they put price tags on each bottle of wine. Okay? $10, $20, $50. And then when the experimenters did this, everyone knew, oh, of course the $50 bottle of wine is better. Okay? So that's what money does. Money allows us to simplify the world in order to understand it. Okay? So all our beliefs, all our values, all our judgment now is placed into this one symbol, money. But then what happens is we then take this money and we reshape the world according to money. Okay, does that make sense? Now I ask you, why are you going to school? Everyone's like, to make money in the future. Everyone agrees on this. Okay? So that's what money is. Money is a system to standardize everyone's thought. And then once the standardization happens, it reshapes reality into a rational order. Okay, does that make sense? All right? Okay, so let's go back. Okay. Now that we understand what money is, we can now explain how money reduces the paradoxes, right? Money is a way for people to rationalize the world. You're anxious? What do you do to reduce this anxiety? Make money. Make more money. Don't stop until you make the most money, okay? Then, money is a way to resolve the God issue, because money is also a symbol. So what you can do mentally is conflate God with money. Money is God. God is money. That makes sense to people, right? And now, because you've conflated God with money, you can now solve the predestination problem, which is like, oh, how do I know I have faith in God? Because I have a lot of money. Because I spend my entire life accumulating money. And how do I know I'm going to have it? Because I'm rich. My wealth shows that I have true faith in God. If I have true faith in God, then I must be one of those predestined by God to be the elect. And therefore, I have nothing to worry about. All right? And because of this, the beauty of this system is this. It creates a concept of capitalism. Never before in human history have people believed that this is a good thing, that you should go accumulate money for the sake of accumulating money, okay? Before, it was always about accumulating money in order to increase your social status. So wealthy people would always spend their money holding community feasts, okay, on giving money to the poor, on helping the community. So remember Julius Caesar, when he died, he was the wealthiest man in the world, but he gave a third of his money to the poor people of Rome. He gave a third of his money to building parks for Rome. Okay, and the final third went to his adopted here, Octavian, okay? All right? But now, what's important is that you try to accumulate as much money as possible. Don't waste it, because if you waste it, it's corruption. It shows you lack the faith in God. All right? And that's why we have capitalism, because of the anxiety created by the Protestant Reformation. All right? And again, this is a process that will take centuries. It doesn't happen right away, okay? But it's a process that takes centuries, and it's a process that will define the world we live in today, okay? Even though today, most people are actually not Protestant, most people do not believe in double predestination, most people don't really understand the Holy Trinity, most people don't want to rationalize the world, we have absorbed this mentality, okay? We believe that we should accumulate money for the sake of accumulating money. That's why we worship people like Jack Ma, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos. Even though if you think about it, they've just accumulated a symbol, right? The money is actually nothing. But we worship them because we believe that money is reality itself. All right, that's what capitalism is. Capitalism is the belief that money is reality in itself.